গৌর হরি হয় চৈতন্য, যদি গৌর না হতো কামন হইত কামনে ধরিতাম দেহ, প্রেম রস সীমা রাধার মহিমা জগতে জানাত কি। The rich, the zenith of Shraddha, how it can be wonderful, as Gauranga has taken it down, and we are getting a taste of it, and thinking, if I could not have the chance of tasting of such nectarine substance, how could we live? One cannot live, one should not live, without such things, when such thing existing, such degree of nectar existing, and devoid of that, any life is most undesirable. Gauranga has, through his faith, the most intensified faith, he has come down to the great thing to be tasted in this millennium. How I could live if I could not have the creation of such wonderful sweetness? ভাবল নদিয়ার গৌরাঙ্গ দেখিবে আনন্দে আকুলিত নাবা চলিতে ঢৌ পাপুলিশন অফ নদিয়া হ্যান ম্যাড মি টু হ্যাভ এ গ্লিমস অফ দ্যাট গৌরাঙ্গ অফ দ্যাট পাওয়ার মাই এক্সপিরিয়েন্স So much filled up with ecstasy. They can't move. Very painfully that moment, making progress. The feeling has almost paralyzing them. They thought, how long can it pass to him that they have received with such darshan of Gauranga? They formerly have experienced. And a very long time, long ages passed away, they could not see this thing. This is a Chakrayanti, and their eyes were fixed on this dress, on this lens, so closely. They passed like a madman there, that way. Bhakata Chakur, Janani Dhaiya, Dhaiya Gora, Chande Kare, and Swaji Devi, when she heard, that her Nimai, after sannyas, 5 years after, he has again come here to visit. He ran after and take him on her lap, took him on her lap. Dhariya Gora, Jande Kareko, even the boy of my lap, he was so and so now. Marana Sharir Jana Paila Param, a dead body has again got the life, something like that. To Swaji Devi and other devotees, Gauranga Nadiya Puri Vasu Ghoshagam, Vasu Ghoshagam. So such is the sin when Gauranga came to visit once again after his sannyas. The scenery of the place was such. All dead bodies, they as if they got new life and stood and to do something. Hare Krishna. What intensity of love has been expressed in his Vasudev Ghosh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. The ninth stanza. Asa pancha varsa purna janma bhumi darsanam লক্ষ লক্ষ লোকদুগ্ধ মুগ্ধ দৃষ্টিকর্ষণ মুগ্ধ দৃষ্টিকর্ষণ কোটি কণ্ঠস্থ নাম ঘোষ ভিজিতাম্বরম প্রেমধাম দেবমেব নিঘোর সুন্দরম এন্ড কেম টু দিস সোলার দ্বীপ দে অ্যাকচুয়াল দ্যাট মিন্স সচ Chaitanya Bhagavat, that Mahaprabhu, when visited this Navadvip after sannyas, 5 years passed, then people ran to see him in such a mad way There are so many jungles that are all cleared. Everywhere there is path, no jungle. The Ganges filled up with, the Ganges water filled up with human heads, all swimming, swimming close by. None can even dive because four, five hands comes to his relief. So thickly, the Ganges water is set with human heads. And so many boats are also carrying so many children and old people. And so, I thought, how it was. But at the time of Gandhi, such a great throng I saw. Then I thought that even to see Gandhi, so many people may be attracted. Then what degree of attraction really was when Mahaprabhu came after his sannyas in Navati? What a great degree of attraction. When this Gandhi can attract people in such a large number. Because only by his ahimsa. Ahimsa, and that is also to the political purpose. And for the highest purpose, the great, most intense dedication that came with Mahaprabhu, then what is such a high degree of attraction came here down. But how mad the people were to see him. Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol. Nidhai, 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 Gaudhari Bol.
আজকে সকালবেলা তো অনেকক্ষণ কথা বললাম, এখন আপনি একটু বিশ্রাম করুন। খুব অসুবিধা হয়নি তো? মনে
না,
খুব একটা হয়নি এখন।
Prabodhananda Saraswati, Vanchitosmi, Vanchitosmi, Vanchitosmi na Sangshaya. Say Magnam.
Sparsubhi Mona Bhava. There is a plain thing, that is the very nature of the devotee. As much conception of the infinite as you have, your insignificance to that degree you must feel it in yourself. Do you follow? Am I clear?
Yes.
The infinite concept, the conception, the relativity, question of relativity. When you can see a bigger thing, and relatively you cannot but think that you are a very infinitesimal. Your look is for a great thing, and in comparison that you are the smallest. Do you consider this?
Yes. That makes you...
When you are seeing the ocean, you say how teeny you are in relation to the great magnitude of ocean and water. You are very insignificant. Is it not?
Yes.
So, that you apply in this case, one who is looking at the great thing, whether it is size or knowledge, or love, when you are standing at the relative, at the bhaja, breathing in consideration of that, you will think that I am very poor, I am very low. Purishir ki dvaite munishe bhavishto, jagai madhai vaite munishe papishto. Mor naam jai loy tar punnakhoy, mor naam jai মোর নাম শুনে যেই তার পুণ্য ক্ষয়, মোর নাম যেই লয় তার পাপ হয়। কবিরাজ গোস্বামী হিমসেলফ সেজ ফর হিম দ্যাট আই এম সো মিন ওয়েন ইউ আর সিং সো মাচ পিওর অ্যান্ড হায়ার থিং ইন কম্পারিজন টু দ্যাট হোয়াট ইজ মহাপ্রভু সিং প্রাণপকম বিধা আই এম এন ইনসেক্ট I am, my wife is like an insect. I am going on with it. Dure shuddha prema bandha kapata premer gandha shetamar krishna nahi bhai. So pure and natural love of ocean I see before me spread. And I am not getting even a drop of it. I am so unqualified. Why? I am a hypocrite. I really do not know, I do not want. I don't deserve, I don't want it. My life is unfulfilled. Unfulfilled. I have connection, I have come near such a vast and a beautiful thing, and I am not allowed to touch even, to get even a drop of it. I am so low, so unqualified. Why? Because I am hypocrite. Kapata Pravesa Gandha. Still I think that I am great. I am a big thing, Pratishtha. Kapat Pramanshita Kapam. Even at this plane, I can't live vanity, false vanity. Sasauvhagaprakkapam. I want to display that I am a great achievement of Krishna prem, and I am shedding tears for that, and this not just shedding, copper. Still I am addicted to my lower self, self-centered. Self-centering is not being dissolved. Still I am self-centered. I see that my own fame. I am not allowed to partake into that ocean of nectar. So, that is very, they cannot but see themselves meanest of the mean. As much as come in connection with the higher reality, consciousness of higher reality, and relatively they are compelled to think themselves meanest of the mean. That is the truth. That is the law of nature. So, devotees of the higher order, they are seen always to say that everyone getting the chance, but I do not get the chance. I can avail myself of getting this situation. Narottam Thakur, jagai madhai, up to the standard of jagai madhai kalpat, the standard, first standard of the kalpat, jagai madhai, they are getting released and they are getting the nectar. Only I, Narottam, I am only outside, I can't touch the thing. the appreciation, the nature of appreciation of the highest, make yourself to think to be the of lower position. That we find in the practice at the same of the great men. That is the question of the Tamada Vishwanichera. Rura Vishwaishnuna. And without that is a qualification also. If we do not have that sort of qualification, that is the art. Of course, art means not artificial, but if we are not ready to think ourselves lower, we cannot come in connection with the higher. Tana sunice na taruru visheshna amanina manadina kirtaniya sadarani. Your attitude for the search will be such that you are almost unfit in the search, but where you want to begin. So unqualified all. This is the qualification for the finite to approach the infinite. If you think that you are something, that is a qualification in your search after infinite. In other words, it is such. Tenāda viṣuṇīcena taru viṣaiṣṇana amānina mānadiyena kīrtani svadāhari. You will take the name of the Lord, Divine Son, but the process is such, you must be mindful to that, otherwise search will be in vain. Your Latin will be lost. What will be the attitude? The Nāda Vishunich, the meanest of the mean, to think yourself humble, humblest of the humble, and sincere. Taruru Vishaiṣṇu, your forbearance must not have any limit. There's so many days, so many ages I have passed, I don't be sure that you have come to search infinite. So no time limit and no vanity that you will make master over that. This question must be given up in the beginning. Amanina mana, your highest enemy is your self-seeking nature, that you are something. You have got some greatness in you. That sort of energy must be let out. Amanina. You must not seek any of you. No, you are. Mamanadena. At the same time, you must be modest in your dealings to all others. Then your amani is genuine. If you do not like to give the honor to us, then your self-seeking will be there. It will be traceable. But when you will be give honor to others but don't want to be new, then you will be prepared to make search after Govindam, to the center of the infinite, to the absolute. You are qualified to, if you can give up all these bad prejudices, this unfavorable prejudices. If you to search after the absolute, then you must have such qualifications, otherwise you will fail. So we find that the great devotees, they are always intending them like anything, extremely, what we cannot conceive even of for ordinary persons. Purisher kitoite muise logishto Kaviraj Goswami, who is the giver of the highest conception of the truth, he says that one understood. Jagai madai hoite muise pavishto, jagai madai. Which of Mahaprabhu, they are considered to be the worst sinners. More than that, my sins are so that I cannot even dream it. Munshi Bhavishti. More naam jai sunye tar paafai. I am such a great sinner that whoever will hear about me, the doubt, the sin will enter into him through the relativity of my name. I am such a great sinner. My sin is with my name also. And the one, if he once hears my name, the sin will enter into him. That punyakkhaya, his quite good qualities will vanish. And more nam jai doy, if anyone positively takes my name, then he will commit sin. Such a worst type of people I am. But the grace of Nityananda Prabhu is such a high degree of, possesses such a high degree of disinfection that he has taken me to Vrindavan and has given the relationship with Govinda, all these things he has given. Nothing in me, but all in Nityananda Prabhu. And by this he wants to express his highest attitude to Nityananda Prabhu. It is shameful to speak about one's own life. But still I do this. Why? If I do not do that, then I shall be ungrateful to the grace, of the grace magnanimity of Nityananda Prabhu. The soul called am I, and has Nityananda Prabhu has given me all these things, the Vrindavan, the Yushanatan, and this Govinda, and all the Mahaprabhu, all these things, Raghunath Das, it is all gift of Nityananda, unconditional gift, no qualification, So I mentioned that, yes, I have got. If I do not say, then I will be it will be engaged to Nityananda Prabhu's grace. So I am compelled to confess that I am so and so, but I have, by the grace, I have got these things. They are all of such common feeling, conception. It is there. It is there, I see, I feel. So many persons are looting, but I am deprived. I am deprived. Acquisition. Radharani herself says, the Krishna is qualified in every way. I can't blame him in any way. Anyway, still he is so cruel to us all. He left Vrindavan. We are all it is extremely painful. It is my Durdaiva Vilava. I cannot accuse him in any way. This is union and separation. Bairi Vishajjala Hai Vitoriyam. This is a peculiar type of achievement. Who has got the thing, he says, no, I have not got. The characteristic of the infinite. This is the special characteristic of the infinite. One who got possession of it, he says, no, I have got nothing. The characteristic of infinite is such. And when he says that I have got, he has not got. It is such. Because it is the negative, it is a statement from the negative for the positive. Negative, who cannot assert at all, can attract only. Negative. Assertion is with the positive only. So negative can anchor, he can express his own reality in the negative characteristic, degree of want, if he can express her position, in the degree of want. The measurement is just opposite, minus. Is negative, the measurement is in the negative side, minus, the depth of necessity, depth of attraction, but not of gain. Origin can only assert the guidance of the Alliance.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
Such a beautiful...
Yes, Hare Krishna. But your beautiful attraction is taking all these things out. The negative, positive. This has come to my mind from a few days back.
This thing was came
to you. It must be explained in the present language of science.
Yes. Maharaj, one thing for such great personalities as Kaviraj Goswami to make these statements, but for men like ourselves, we actually are like that.
That would be our standard on the front, the idea that is our Guru Maharaj. But we must not assume that I am a Kaviraj Goswami. That is another type also in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das, he is saying, he is trying his utmost to describe the greatness of Mahaprabhu, magnanimity, Mahaprabhu Nityananda. Then he says, after appealing to the people at large in such a modest way, and going to them, I touch your feet, I hold your feet, you please turn and appreciate it. এত পরিহারে ও যে পাই নিন্দা করে তবে লাখ মারো তার সিঁড়ির উপর আফটার সো মাচ অ্যাপিল টু আস্ক দেম টু রিকোয়েস্ট দেম টু 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 অ্যাপ্রিসিয়েশন ফর অ্যাপ্রিসিয়েশন অফ গৌর অ্যান্ড নিত্যানন্দ ডু ইট ইট উইল বি ইউর বেনিফিট হোয়াট এভার ইন পজিশন ফ্যামিলি পজিশন ইউ আর হোয়াট এভার ক্লাস অফ সিনিয়র ইউ আর You please try to come, to connect with Gaur Nityananda, you will be blessed, you will be saved, you will be, your whole hankering will be fulfilled. But still, after so much entreaty and appeal, if anyone wants to Ninda Karaji, to blame, criticize and blame Nityananda Gauranga, I want to kick on his head. This is also a peculiar sentiment coming in the heart of the devotee. And how to explain that? There are so many superficial critics. They have said, Kaviraj Goswami has appeared in such a modest way. This Vrindavan Das, he is such a such vanity. His vanity is so much. He is so proud that he wants to kick those who have faith in Gaur Nityananda. The most impertinent of this thing. But I came and to the amount, I heard a peculiar interpretation from Prabhupada. Prabhupada told the most sinful and heinous, Nityananda Prabhu has come to their relief by this statement. Do you follow? By this expression, one who has got no other way, fair way to point to the divinity, Nityananda will open a way for them. By his punishment, his special attraction would be drawn towards them. That my child has bit him or damaged him. Do some this. Are you clear? No?
Yes, sir. But it would be nice if you could explain a little more.
The Krishna's attraction will be there because his child, his devotee has done something wrong apparently. So he will come to compensate for that. So the sasam,
taking to task.
Taking to task madly and also beating punishment. If punishment is given by his devotee to a public man, you know, special sentence will be drawn to that man to compensate in the way, in a way, compensation, and he will be benefited. He has tolerated. Vrindavan has given the punishment. They dishonored them. They are mortified. So they must be taken in. Some special case will come for them. So by this statement, Vrindavan Thakur has opened to the worst bhimas also a door to enter into the Krishna loka. That sort of interpretation will go from. From the standpoint that there cannot be any filthy thing in the devotee, whatever they do, by that way, they get some connection with Krishna. Some connection is established. When mother, ultimately, no revenge, when mother chastises her child, then and child may cry, then my mother again come and take him in the lap. So, no, apartment, apathy or jealousy or any prajishodhamulak.
Revenge.
Revenge, no spirit of revenge in that side. Any connection in any way wants to take in the compassionate parama. That does not mean that willfully we should offend the devotee and try to take avail himself of that advantage. That will be namavaradhya, namavale papabdhi. We shall go on sinning and say, I'll take them, and that will go. It will be that type of avarad.
Namavale papacharam.
You were taking rice and some neem leaves cooked and So that was very, very surprising, Sri Krishna Maharaj and myself. From you, Maharaj, how that Nityananda had actually asked you to come and initiate here.
I was asked by some leaders, leading members of our mission, to deposition Acharya. But from the beginning, I had no such impression within, inspiration. But when left the mission and came to stay alone, there is always some sort of agitation in me that Guru Maharaj did not like Nirjan Bhajan, the separate life. He liked Kirtan, Sangha, and if I live in a Sangha, that means, and preach, then many newcomers will join, and who will go to initiate? They ask me to take the charge of initiation, but I do not feel any inner inspiration for that. So anyhow, I was passing my time, what to do? I do not feel any urge for that. Then from Vrindavan, I came to take my permanent residence here, this Aparad Bhanjan part, Korodip. Then I thought that I am going to take my shelter in Navadip Dham permanently, but Dhameshwar is Nityananda Prabhu. I must visit his birthplace. I'm going to Mahaprabhu's birthplace, but before that I must go to Nityananda's birthplace, that is Ek Chakra, Gadpurwar, and beg his permission, so that if he is appreciated, then I will be possibly live in Navadvip Dham there safely. Otherwise it will be not possible, impossible. So I straightly went, before I come here, I went straight to Nityananda's birthplace. And whenever I fell there with that prayer, that you are Patit Pavan, savior of the fallen, and I crave your mercy, that, and you grant please my stay in that, permanently I may have my shelter there in Navadvip Dham, in Korodip. In this portion I already fixed this portion, Govardhan, Gupta Govardhan. I fell flat, and with that prayer, at once some urge came in my mind. You seek pray for grace of Nityananda Prabhu as Patit Pavan, but you are apathetic to Patita. How can you hope his sympathy? This suddenly sprung in my mind. Nityananda Prabhu is Patit Pavan, but you do not like to extend your helping hand to others. So how can you expect his grace, his mercy? That sort of strong reflection came in our mind. Anyhow, I put my petition to him and he came here. And our Prabhupada's nature is always pressing me. He is against Nirjan Bhajan, but I am going to do that. Anyhow, I came here, and by 2 rupees monthly rent, I took one room nearby, and stayed there. Daytime I began to read the Shastra, scriptures, and from evening I used to take the name one laksha, ek laksha naam. And after it is finished, I went to bed. And only once I cooked something and I took Girihari with me from Vrindavan. In a small stone, I put him in a place in the room. And I used to offer him daytime and then to Sarvasala. And the evening, something or other in her. In this way, I passing night. I came unknown in this place. But gradually, my god brothers searched for me and found out myself and began to come now and then. And some began to stay with me. They want to go. In this way, I passed some time. At that time also, when going through the books of Jiva Goswami, I found he has written that those that have money but do not spend it for the Lord, his vittasatya, that is vittasatya. And so, those that know something, have some knowledge, and some experience about bhakti and Krishna and devotees, if they do not like to help to others, they are jnana-satya. They commit jnana. At the same time, I had in memory of my early days, that in a story of Purana, it was mentioned that one Brahmin was a big scholar, but he did not help others, but give others his he did not give education to anyone. So in the next life, he was a mango tree, and so many fruits, beautiful fruits all over the tree, but not even a bird taking that
fruit,
not touching,
not even touching,
untouched. Then the one who saw in the way to God, Anantadev, he asked this question, what is this? Another two also. Well, he was a great pandit, but he did not instruct and give his learning, share of learning to anybody. He was so miserly in his scholarship, so in the next birth his position is such. That also came to mind. Then I thought,